כבוד. די פרמישן.
איז אין טרדקשן
חג השבועות. The Zohar says a frightening statement. בשבועות עתידים למפק מגלותה. Expect to come out of Engelwood and Shavuot. Leave everything behind. You go to Israel on the cloud. That's what the Zohar says. So besides looking forward for the cheesecake and the blintzes and the good food and everything else, take up the night. But it's something else Shavuot. All of the above is it maybe to help us to reach what Hashem wants us to reach. But it's not staying up at night, it's not to learn, it's nothing. All of the above is just tools to remember, to rise, being compared to milk, so therefore accustomed to have milk, dairy things. But this is not the aim and the task of this holiday. The other statement says the Zohar, excuse me, Chat Knishta. You need one with the Knesset. Some of them say Israel, but people don't agree with that. The Zohar says one Knishta, one with the Knesset. We do it right, Mashiach comes. It's not so hard. If you expect Olam Israel, you know, to be qualified and ready to be redeemed, so you can always find some people, you know, that you don't think the Geula will come unless they do Teshuvah. But God says, no, you don't need. In one Knesset, to do the right thing, Mashiach come. Not only Shavuot, God doesn't talk about Shavuot, that statement. But Shavuot, as well says, Mashiach, expect to come out of exile on Shavuot. Of course, simple explanation means we said Naseh v'Nishma, and every year, says the Zohar, says Ari, says Bet Yosef, the same thing is going to repeat itself. The history repeats itself. So whatever it was then, it's happening now. At that time, Hashem gave us Ten Commandments, the Torah, we missed it, if we missed it. If we would have done the right thing, then on the spot, Hashem would have taken us to Israel from Mount Sinai, from Beit Geula. But we need something, we'll get to it soon, and therefore we're stuck. And that's what the Zohar says, you should know Shavuot is a time, because that's exactly what happened on Shavuot, Hashem wanted to take us to Israel and finish, and we missed it. Tonight I would like to start from the back. And then we go back to Shavuot. The episodes in the Tanakh, or the Gemara tells us, the Tanakh, after what we read every Shabbat in the whole Tanakh, the top secrets. The Gemara says that Rabbi Uziel translated the Tanakh in his translation, and Eretz Yisrael shook. And Hashem so called said, who is the one that translated the Tanakh to Aramaic? He must have been Uziel said, I did it for Kiddush Hashem. So, we have to know stories in the Tanakh besides the text that we read. It's not the text. In a way, it's much higher than the Torah. It's all the secrets are hidden in the Tanakh. And here comes the Tanakh tells one story. That Am Yisrael begged Shmuel and Nabi to appoint a king for us. Chosen Shaul HaMelech was described by David HaMelech as the Mashiach, the first king, humble everything. The one Mishachmo Vavala, the best of the best.
The scary part of it,
says the Gemara, David HaMelech, one of his palms, paragraphs in Tehillim, as in Shmuel, it's chapter 18 in Tehillim. And the Sefer David, Biyom Yitzil Oto Hashem, and Hashem saved him, Mikav Kol Levav, Mikav Shaul. David said, I'm going to sing to Hashem, saved me from all my enemies and from Shaul. Says the Gemara, my Asach Mot Katan, Hashem told David, excuse me, he is bigger tzaddik than you. That's how great the man was. And Hashem had to come so-called to David and tell him, why did you write, why did you say that chapter? Hashem saved myself from all my enemies and from Shaul. Shaul? What do you mean from Shaul? He's bigger tzaddik than you. I know some people don't say this sentence. When they say Tehillim, they don't say this sentence. Because Hashem said, I don't like this sentence. Why are you saying it to him? What's the excuse to say Tehillim for me, told me? Why are you saying it to him? I said, it's in the text. He said, but in the text, I'm sorry. The Gemara says, Shaul is much bigger than Tzadik, bigger Tzadik than David, and Hashem is upset at David saying those words. So why? Why are you saying it? You know, people skip those two words. Miyad Shaul. That's how great this man was. So, Shem Navi, one day Hashem told Shmuel, go tell Saul, go destroy Amalek. Amalek is one of the steps for Geula. Says the Gemara, Melech HaMashiach, the Mashiach will Kabetz Nitchei Israel, will get all of Israel. Yachid Zaro Shel Amalek, Pesuah Amalek, Yivne Bed HaPchira, Yilbim Bet HaMikdash. Shaul as a king was able, so called, you may say, to unity, united all of Israel. And now a message from Hashem, okay, it's time for Bet HaMikdash, time for the big redemption. But the first Bet HaMikdash of Pesuah Amalek, he drafted 200,000 people and said, we're going to Pesuah Amalek. He's going to Pesuah Amalek, Shmuel tells him, listen, Hashem tells me to tell you this. He got to kill everybody. Men, ladies, children, all the animals, everything. Nobody should be left. Secret in it. Shmuel goes to Shaul, tells him, listen, this is the job now. Says the Gemara, and Shaul heard it, he says, something's wrong. I believe the man. Well, in the history of Amalek, whatever it is, before Purim will talk about it, he spoke about it. But men, okay, ladies, what the ladies called? Okay, let's say children, infants, all of the above, maybe Hashem has said, I don't know, Shmuel, maybe Shmuel, you heard it well. You know, we have to know the truth. All the Nevi'im besides Moshe, says Rambam, never heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly, precisely what Hashem wants. They saw a vision, and they had to translate the vision. Besides Moshe heard directly, so this Hashem told me to tell you. No other Nabi, says the Rambam, heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Aaron, David, everybody, Shmuel, never heard Hashem directly, do this, do this, even though it says in the text. But it means the text, it means the translation and the information, the message that you got, that's what it is. Rambam says the Navi used to faint on the street, on the floor. He shakes, and somebody stood next to him and wrote what he was mumbling while he was watching the video, so called. So Shaul HaMelech said, Shmuel, I'm sorry, I'm not planning to do it. אם אדם, נשים חתום, נשים מחתום, נשים חתום, תף מחתם, תף מחתם, במות צום ובקר מחתום. He's not going to do it. He's going over there, he's killed the Malek. He killed the Malek, but he left the king, Agag. He comes back. So on the night, already before he came back, Hashem came to Shmuel and said, I gave up on this guy. He didn't do it, what I told him to do. Yeah.
You have to remember again, Shaul is the major guy.
Yeah.
So people came to Shaul, to Shmuel, I'm sorry, and told him, Shmuel, Shaul is in Har HaKarmel. He's building over there an altar. In the text, story. Shmuel goes over there. He sees Shaul. Shaul sees me. Shaul tells him, Shmuel, I did what Hashem told me to do. Akimoti edvar Hashem. Excuse me, Shaul. You're not stupid. You have all these animals over here. Hashem told you to kill them. He didn't kill you. You said you're not going to kill it. Why opening statement you tell him that? What are you telling him that? And then the Rebbe says, Shmuel asked him, so what is all those sacrifices, all those animals? So Shaul said, well, we decided to bring it to sacrifice to Hashem. I'm bringing the altar now in the Carmel. So Shmuel says, listen, Hashem doesn't want sacrifices. Hashem likes you to listen to him. Why do you bring up this? You know, no more king finished. Story all finished. Hey, what's the story in the Tanakh? Tanakh is not a storybook. And what is the mystery? Shaul tells him, I did. Hashem told me. Hashem told him. Hashem didn't tell me. Hashem told me, told you the story. What do you mean? You're playing games? Finished. That's one story. A few hundred years later, story with Eliyahu HaNavi. This is the time that besides 7,000 people, all of Israel worshipped Avodah Zarah. By the way, the Ari says, the people that will stay when Mashiach will come are the descendants of those 7,000. The rest will not have the zechut to see Mashiach, as the Ari says. So all of Israel, besides 7,000, they all worship Avodah Zarah. And Eliyahu HaNavi, such a great person, and it was an episode he went to pay comfort where somebody died, and he swore over there there can be no rain, with a drought. Drought in Eretz Israel for 3 years, people dying, what they want to eat. They blame Eliyahu HaNavi, of course. Of course, he made the Shem Shamayim. After 3 years, Hashem had mercy on us. He told the Navi, he said, listen, you stop the rain, go give the rain. Okay. So the Navi, Eliyahu HaNavi goes, and he collected all of Israel to Carmel. Carmel. Tells them, okay, everybody's here? I said, everybody's here. We're going to make a test now to see who is God. So those people, 450 so-called prophets, false prophets. Nevi Abal, Avodah Zarah. And says, you ready? Say, yeah. We don't believe in God, we believe in Avodah Zarah. You have to understand, those days, Avodah Zarah had a tremendous power. Not, you go to China, you buy a statue, you say, this is my God. This is nonsense. Until you say, but Amikdash, Avodah Zarah had tremendous power. Satan was in every Avodah Zarah. And they gave Yeshua to people. It's not a Muslim joke. So they said, we don't believe in God. So I said, you know what? We'll make over here something. So where are you now? In the Carmel. It's next to Haifa someplace. So here we're going to take two bulls. You take one bull, I take one bull. You slaughter. We're here, I'm building an altar now. You put the bull on the altar. Let's see if fire will come from Shamayim. Fire will come from Shemaim, but on your bull, it means you're right. But Satan is God, and Avodah Zarah is God, the God is a fake Hashem. I'll take my bull, I will slaughter my bull, and I'll put it on the altar. And if fire will come, is God's God? He said, perfect. He said, yes. So, says Navi, as by the way, it's after all, I think Parshat Kitis, huh? So Levi says, Levi built an altar and he's praying to Hashem, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Israel, please Hashem, I'm doing it for you, for your sake. So Levi said, those Nevi Abad, the false Nevi'im, took their bull and the slaughtering, they put it on the altar, the screaming, they say, praying to the God, nothing happened. Then Eliyahu takes his bull, slaughters it, puts it on the altar, pray to Hashem, Aneni, Hashem, Aneni, please, Hashem, Hashem, pray. Fire came down from Shemaim, and Am Yisrael saw the fire, they all answered, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. This is the sentence we say, Motzei Yom Kippur, you should know this is the top secret, Hashem Hu Elokim, this is the saying, Masechta Metshuvah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Hu Elokim, God's God, you the God, so who said it? All Am Yisrael said it in unity. Next to our Carmel, God is God. Okay. Story in the Tanakh finished. Also. Okay, at that time, Eliyahu Navi was Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The halacha is, as long as Beit HaMikdash is on, you're not allowed to build any altar any place in the world. Before Beit HaMikdash was built, you're allowed to build an altar in your backyard. Certain times, not all the time, certain times before Shiloh, after Shiloh. It's all halachot. But definitely, Beit HaMikdash is there, you can't do anything. So the Gemara says, excuse me, Eliyahu Navi, how did you build an altar over there? In Carmel. The Gemara says, Al Pi Hadibur, that's the language. On the talk. What talk? Which talk? So everybody tells, everybody explains, it means that probably Hashem told him to do it. Asked him to do it. Why does Hashem tell him to do it? Why Hashem to do it? Eliyahu Navi, you want to make a test? So the key, the Gemara says, the key of praying is in Eliyahu Navi's hand. He's going to tell Hashem to open, it's going to rain. And Navi will tell you soon, it's going to start raining soon. After I said Hashem, Mu'al Lukim, rain started. Okay? But Hashem will never tell somebody, go make an altar. Haifa? What is Haifa? For what? Hashem, take Eliyahu Navi, take everybody to Yerushalayim. Do it in Yerushalayim. It's Beit HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do such a thing. What do you mean Hashem said? Where did Hashem say? You look in the text, Hashem doesn't say anything. Well, that's not a proof. Sometimes not everything has to be said in the text. But still, what is this business? You build an altar over there, you don't do it in Yerushalayim. What is it? So how the story goes. You know, the Gemara tells us like this. That all the Batech Mitzvah Batei Midrashot, every place is a shul, yeshiva, or shuri Torah in houses. Mashiach will come yad b'amenu amen.
Amen.
That building will fly. To Earth Israel, it's a Gemara. And again, land in Earth Israel. So, for example, we are now in Englewood, I say Shavuot Torah, Shavuot, Mashiach is going to come, the house will fly. If it's inside, we'll fly over the house. Where is it going to land? Where? Yerushalayim, where? Where is it going to land? With all the shuls, all the places from all over the world, all the old shuls, from Spain, from Portugal, all of them, all Europe. It's marvelous. Yemen, everything, Yemen, Iraq, so all the shuls, all around Europe, everything, all the shuls were picked up. Gemara. Says the Marjan, all of them are going to be connected to Kodesh HaKodeshim. The shul is not going to land wherever you want. It's like it's going to be like airplanes landing in order. First one will land. Connect itself to Beit HaMikdash, to Kodesh HaKodeshim, the holiest of the holiest, the second one, next to it. Until where? Where? Says the Gemara, the connection of all the Knesset in the world, the places in the Torah and the houses, will get from Yerushalayim to the Carmel. Yerushalayim itself is going to be expanded till Damascus, till Damascus, Beit HaMikdash, until Carmel. You read the Gemara, and it's Tinkame. You think, why Tinkame? What happened, Kame? Kame, this is what Marshal said in Masechet Megillah, that all the Jews will get by Eretz Israel, they're going to land Eretz Israel, and they're going to land by order, one after the other, the Betamidus is going to be extended all the way to Kame. That's the secret you should know of the word Kame. By the way, in the Torah it doesn't say the word Yerushalayim. It doesn't say even Tamer, yeah? But there's no information about the place of Beit HaMikdash, what's called Har HaMoriah. The opposite. Nobody knew what to do. We got to North Israel. First the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Then the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Then Nov, Givon. Finally, the Navi told David HaMelech, okay, the place is Yerushalayim. Go purchase this place of Marvana from the king, and over there is going to be the altar. We're going to be Beit HaMikdash. Until then, nobody knew. Nobody knew. They had no idea. Hashem never said to anybody where Beit HaMikdash would be. So we didn't know. But we did know one thing. And this is really the secret, the punchline you should know of Shavuot. It's a Gemara again. Again, it's not a Gemara, just it's Pasuk in Nabi Yirmiyahu. So Navi Yirmiyahu says, I want to tell you exactly what happened. We got the Torah on Har Sinai. It's top secret. It's hard to speak about it so much. But let's say the Gemara says, let's say we've seen Halel Arim Agdu Chayelim. It says the mountains, the hills ran, dense, like sheep. I mean, it's not just in a service. It means really the mountains, so-called, tried to pick themselves up. It picked themselves up to go to the desert that Am Yisrael is, in order the Torah should be given on them. Let's go on. Harim, or Luchel, if you say it, Halim, say Halim, or Shodesh, Ma'adim, you should know what we're saying is not just, you know, a phrase. It's true. Says the Gemara, I want to tell you an example. That there are two mountains that so-called shook themselves very much, ready to go to Sinai. One of them is called Carmel, one is called Tabor. Again, this is Navi Yirmiyahu. And Hashem told him, listen, I don't think I'm going to use you because you have too much pride. It's the secret about creation that every little thing in this world was once either this world, the animals, for example, or the worlds before. But prior to this world was another world, exactly like this world, besides in Haftorah. Moshe was there, Bavinu was there. That's what Ali said, the Leon Nabi told him. And before that, Gemara says, we don't know how many worlds were here before. And this world stands all the worlds before, maybe hundreds of thousands. We don't know. We don't know. Hashem is forever. And from every neshama that was in the world before did not accomplish what is to be accomplished, Hashem brought to this world. Some became animals, some trees, some leaves, some earth, besides water. Water is a special entity. In all those mountains that you see, levels, for example, you see, the scientists will tell you, this mountain, you see this, is 1 million years. And I say, look, the material, find something to pick you up. I say, listen, how old is this thing? They can't say 5,000 years, because it's not true. They're right 100%. It's not true. Because the material, so-called Hashem used to build this world, is millions of years material. But all the neshamot of before. It's not a phrase that the mountains sang. It's true. And then Hashem told two mountains, Carmel and Tabor, no, I'm not giving the Torah on you. You still didn't do the tikkun. You're still proud of yourself. Too much pride. I'm going to take you to Har Sinai. Har Sinai is very, very humble. It's a secret. But Carmen is going, and Har Tabor. Har Tabor is next to Tveria, if you know the map a little bit. And Carmen is a little bit before Haifa. Says the Gemara, Hashem said like this: since you wanted to come, you wanted to leave your place and come to the desert for me, even though I don't use you right now, I'm going to pay you back. You, Mr. Tabor, Har Tabor, let me tell us, was once a war between Am Yisrael and Yavin, Melech Hatzor, and Sisra. If you remember the story with Yael and Devorah, so Hashem said, you know what? You, Har Tabor, I'm going to give you Shuat Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael will bless you. You, Mr. Carmel, you know what? I'll give Yeshua on you with Eliyahu HaNavi. That's how the story starts. I went back from Eliyahu HaNavi, but you should know. Really, Har HaCarmel so-called invited himself, offered himself for the Torah to be given, and Hashem is paying him back by telling him, listen, in Eliyahu HaNavi's time, he's going to gather everybody to Har HaCarmel, and everything going to say, Hashem wa Elokim, that's going to be my small payment to you on the will that you wanted to offer yourself. It means, Har HaCarmel, so called, his history is ahead of the mountain we have at HaMikdash, Har Moriah. And that, what Hashem said, Hashem to come, and you know you want to come? I want to tell you something. It's going to be for you something. So what's to be for me is what? So I already designated you to do a miracle term for Eliyahu HaNavi. And that's why Eliyahu HaNavi is going to build an altar over there. It's called Al-Pi HaDibur. It's not that Hashem told Eliyahu to do it. Eliyahu doesn't know it. Eliyahu doesn't know it's going to happen. But Eliyahu does know the story. That this mountain offered himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the mountain that Beit HaMikdash is going to be extended to, is because Hashem designated already a Carmel at the time. The Anabi should sacrifice over there to do the biggest Kiddush Hashem. And that's how the story goes. Hashem tells the Anabi, go give rain, and the Anabi said, okay, we're going to come. Said, why are you going to come? Is it Beit HaMikdash over there in Yerushalayim? I want to show you something. So what do you want to show me? Torah describes to us what happened on Shavuot. What happened on Shavuot? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Am Yisrael should prepare themselves. We said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'arei Tshuva, in Pirkei Avot, he said, I want to explain to you. So what's Na'aseh v'nishma mean? I said, well, Hashem was very proud of us. And likewise, and the angels, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. What is Na'aseh v'nishma? It means voluntarily. He says, I promise to Hashem I'll do everything. Say, no. Much higher than that. Naseh Nishma. Naseh Nishma means like this. When Moshe came down to Am Yisrael, to Egypt, he told them, listen, we're going out of Egypt, go take a goat or a sheep or a goat and slaughter it. This. And this was on Rosh Chodesh. But actually, the thing is going to be done Pesach, on the 14th day of Nisan. But the message was given to us on Rosh Chodesh. Since Torah, when Israel heard it, Torah says, Vayelchu vayasu bnei Israel. They did it. Since Torah, didn't do it? I says, no. In our life, you should know the accomplishment is not even secondary. The will. That's what Hashem considers. Since Torah, I want to tell you a story. Somebody was looking for a lulav. He goes to the market. Of course, not the last minute, checking the lulavim and saying, nah, not good. I'm looking for something. Huh? All of a sudden, Sukkot is here. Where's the lulav, mister? Couldn't find one. Shame. Ma says, no shame, no nothing. You accomplished lulav. Chashav la'asot mitzvah ve'lo as v'ne'enas ve'lo asa ke'ilu asa. Hashem, Zohar says, the Gemara says, Rachman Ali Babai. Hashem wants us only the effort and the will, not the accomplishment. Got the lulav, no big deal for you. But the will that you wanted to have a lulav, the effort that you put, you went to the store, you went to the market, you know, you want to build a sukkah, you went and you want to get wood, this, that, that's what the accomplishment later. Doesn't matter, not even secondary sometimes. Doesn't matter. Immediately we decided we're going to do what Hashem said to take a sheep or a goat. Done. Finish. It goes even further. The Navi tells us that Daniel took upon himself to do Ta'anit, to fast. And an angel from Shemaim came to him and said, you know what in Shemaim is going on? Daniel said, what's going on? Hashem already considered what you said you're going to do as done. Not just to do it. Hashem wants to see how much will you have to do for him. As long as he wants to do it, finish. Let's call it something else. Let's call it Naaseh v'nishma. Naaseh v'nishma doesn't mean that because we said, no. Because we had the will to do, Hashem loves that statement that I tried very hard for you, Hashem. That's it. If I can do it, okay. If I won't do it, okay. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Main thing is that Carmel wanted so-called to go to Sinai. Hashem said, you know what? I'll tell you something. Ebi Kiddush Hashem said, what do you mean? Well, Hashem arrived on Sinai with a major fire. After the Ten Commandments, we didn't understand everything. We told Moshe, Moshe, we don't want Hashem to speak to us. Afraid. And the Gemara says Moshe was very. Moshe was very upset. He says, "Don't be upset. I hope. Maybe the scared of me is good for this." But it was not the accomplishment. The accomplishment. Everybody should have said Hashem Mo Elokim. You couldn't say that because everybody, almost everybody, had statues in the pocket under Har Sinai. So we didn't say Hashem Mo Elokim. We said Naaseh v'nishma. Yeah, okay. Rabbi Yechezkel said, Hashem told me over 800 years, I'm begging them to throw the Avodah Zarah, they didn't throw it. Because Avodah Zarah was very strong in those days. So mission failed really of Hashem's arrival to the commandment of that Shavuot. Mashiach didn't come, nothing happened, because we did not say Hashem Mo Elokim. In time of Eliyahu Navi, it's going to be accomplished. And this is the Gemara, this is what the Navi says. The Gemara says, the Navi is going to bring the bull, he's going to slaughter it, fire will come. That's the test, fire? Yeah. So called, this is the end of Har Sinai. Because now, Am Yisrael will say, Hashem Mo Elokim. And that's exactly what happened to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, after destroying Malek, he said, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to build an altar and come. And he said, yeah. Shaul? What do you do with Carmel? What do you do with Carmel? I know what Carmel is. Carmel is the first designated place for an altar. It's true, but we don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, Haram Uriyam. Hashem never said yes to him. Nobody knew until the Melech, where is going to be Bet HaMikdash. But I do know that on Carmel for sure something's going to happen. One of the shuls is going to end up on a Carmel. It's not because of Carmel, because Carmel was designated already by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Kiddush Hashem, Hashem Mo Elokim. And therefore, Shaul HaMelech is not stupid, Chas Shalom. He tells Shmuel, listen, don't think it's a mistake with you. I killed Amalek. Yeah, this is the second stage of Mashiach. I am now building an altar on Carmel. Going on Carmel. Because I'm going to slaughter over there. Why slaughtering? Because that's what Hashem said to Mamad Har Sinai. Listen, it was Pasuk and Navi. They all knew it. All these tzaddikim, all the nevim knew it. The power of HaKamel, of Haifa. It's tremendous power. And let's talk about say, you know, Shavuot is coming, Shavuot is coming, Shavuot means one thing, Hashem Mo Elokim, in Emunah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Avat Yisrael, Ish Echad, Lev Echad, everybody should have all of Israel in his heart, he's standing in front of Har Sinai, and he's going to have to imagine it's a fire, and what are you going to say? Hashem Mo Elokim. You can go to sleep, you don't have to stay up all night. Stay up all night is only a tool to get to that destination. If you get to the destination before, Rav Shach is to go to sleep. Rav Chatzkel and Mashgiach Nishim is to sleep on Shavuot. The accomplishment of Shavuot is the will that we know Hashem Mo Elokim. We We want to do everything for Hashem because this is what He wants and we want to fulfill His will. That's it. And that's what Carmel. Hashem saw Carmel has a will. She said, you know what? I'll pay you for the will. You didn't pay me. You didn't use it. I didn't use you. I used our sinner. No, but since you had a will, I said, that's what Hashem wants us to understand. This is Shavuot. Shavuot was the will. And that's what Chachamim say. Shavuot was given to us to show how much we have a desire for Mashiach, for Ramabab, Rabbi Amen.
Amen.